Welcome to Coming Up for Air. I'm Emma,
your host for the podcast, and together we'll allow ourselves to just unfurl and be our whole selves, creating more and more spaciousness in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, in our deeper selves and spirits, to hold the whole of us and the whole of life. We'll go down the path, the winding, narrow path that passes rainbows and butterflies and big grassy hills, and also goes through storms and lightning and dark forests. We'll go through it all together, and let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to Coming Up for Air. So I feel like often this microphone, this way of expressing, just me speaking, is such a good way to move through whatever I'm experiencing internally. And oftentimes, like when I sit down to do an episode, I'll, with whatever thing in mind to talk about, I'll kind of have to work through that thing in the episode. Or the act of actually like expressing through my voice helps me work through the thing that I'm trying to express, like the idea. And I feel like it's like the act of actually creating is in and of itself the thing. You don't have to come to it with like a fully cleared sense of self or in a certain way in order to create something that will have some sort of like nectar in it, like a healing balm for you or for others, or even just, yeah, like it doesn't even need to turn out to be as an end goal to something.
Yeah.
Something. It just like something good or something moving for others. It's just, you don't really even know. Like art is so mysterious in that way. It's like you don't even know, like, why exactly you're creating something. Is it for the end goal? Like sometimes it is to create something really beautiful and something really moving and meaningful to yourself and helpful and healing to other people. But sometimes the purpose of creating that thing that you're creating is to just show up and reinforce the practice of showing up every day or showing up consistently to build some sort of consistency within yourself, or to like reinforce trust in yourself. Or there's just so many different lessons and purposes that could be woven into like everything, especially like if we like focus on creating art. It's not only just to produce something, which is makes sense why I would have that perception, because I grew up in a capitalistic society whose like focus is on production. But yeah, so anyway, I'm just noticing in real time that as I sit down to create this episode, I am I'm not showing up today with like fully in flow. And that's actually what I wanted to talk about today, was this thing, this felt sense of forcing versus flowing with your art or with your life. There's a different felt sense when you're sitting down to create something and you're like forcing yourself to create something for others, or to get you somewhere, or to, it's Jenna Zoe always talks about this, who studies human design, and she talks about, it doesn't really matter like what you do. It the only thing that matters is the consciousness you plug into what you do. And it's so true, because I've also been, as I go throughout my day, I've been realizing that like it really doesn't matter what thing you do. You don't need to do a certain thing in order to be present with it, in order for it to, like, you know, when you feel present, truly present with your body, present with what's in front of you, and it feels so spacious, like, it feels like almost like the particles in real time are, like, are expanding and getting, like, further away from each other, just making more space. And you're kind of like aligning with it. That's kind of like the feeling that I get when I'm in presence. And I've thought before, like recently throughout my days, I'm like, yes, there is like a place for meditation and for specific practices that allow you to connect to yourself, like your core. Allow you to align with the frequency of presence. And I think those are really helpful practices when we're out of practice with even being able to recognize what the core of ourselves feels or where we're even at. Like, are we in connection with ourselves? Those practices can be really helpful in coming back into connection with yourself and into the present. And you don't need to, like, when I used to do yoga a lot of yoga teachers would say, like, practicing on and off the mat. So it's kind of like you don't need to drop that perception, that way of being with yourself and with, like, life around you when you're not doing quote unquote mindfulness practices. Like, you can just walk into your kitchen and make food for yourself and interact with the people in the room and whatever it is in a way that, or you're still connected to yourself and you're still connected to life around you. It's like, yeah. So there's not a specific setting that, that allows for or doesn't allow for you to be with it. Although, like, some settings can be harder and some people can be harder to be with. And I'm realizing, though, like, or just reminding myself that there's always, like, people influence other people and environments influence environments, cities influence you, whatever you're interacting with has an influence over you and carries a specific energy and triggers certain things within you to come up or brings out certain parts of you, certain aspects of your personality. I think it's so cool that when you interact with different people or you interact with different places, they almost like knock on the door of you and they're like, oh, like, playfulness come out, like, sarcasm come out, like, feralness come out, anger come out, like, all these different parts of you. Different people kind of, like, plug into you and ask certain things to come out. I think that's so interesting, like, how you can always count on interacting with other people too. Like, not every person's gonna bring out the same pieces of you. Yeah, so, like, I guess that just relates to the idea of, like, just continuing to be with yourself when certain things get difficult to be with. And that really is what being in flow is just to not resist what's coming up and to not fight against it and just to allow yourself to feel it and do what you need to do for yourself. So as I was preparing for the episode, I was thinking about and kind of reflecting on, like, what does do each of those side of the spectrums feel like? What does flow feel like and what does forcing or fighting feel like? So forcing to me feels like, or let's start with flow. So flowing feels like when you're with your heart, you're with your body, and you're almost, you're with what's happening. You're not in it, and you're You're allowing it space to come and go. So it's like laughter can flow, and it can react. Like you can react, and allow yourself to express and emote, kind of. Yeah. Like I'm thinking even relationally, when you're in a conversation with someone, like allowing your body to lead the way, you know, and it showing you, what it feels, you know. That's something that I'm also coming back to, is like people who intellectualize a lot or really aware of themselves. It's like, it can be, yeah, you can just spend a lot of time in your head and feel a little bit fearful of allowing like your emotions to just flow through you. And that's like a part of flowing, is just allowing the outside world and the inside world move in whatever way that they're wanting to move in. It's beyond your control, beyond your planning or comprehension or anything like that. So flowing to me, how I can tell I'm in a flow is when I allow my emotions to come, when I'm in conversation with someone or I'm in like some sort of connection with someone, and I am like allowing laughter to ripple through me. I'm allowing my allowing maybe me to be hit with a wave of being moved by emotion, being feeling emotional or sad from something they're saying. That's when I know that I'm allowing myself to relate to this being in front of me, or relating to life itself. Maybe you're relating to a flower in front of you, or you're just relating to life as you go throughout your life, and you're allowing your emotions to talk back to you, you know, like you're allowing whatever is happening to happen, and you're not coming at it with your mind. And a way that I can tell that I'm like enforcing energy or mindful, full of mind energy, which isn't a bad thing. It's just, I think it's just always helpful and amazing to know where you're at, and how I can tell I'm in this mindful, full of mind place is when like my brows are wrinkled, when I'm worrying, when I'm planning like my day and projecting my mind onto my day, essentially, because it's like micromanaging your life in that like small, it's like a way to control when you feel anxious or you feel worried. And how you can tell you're in flow for me is when you have like, say, a to-do list and things just, you're in flow with your life and your day, and things just get done throughout your day. Like, you don't, it's like oftentimes when I'm in this worrying energy, when I'm in this forcing energy and this mindful, like full of mind energy, I will look back on my day and be almost like taken for like a tornado spin, and been like, whoa, like I did a whole lot of nothing, but it felt like I did a whole lot of just thinking and worrying and whatever. And honestly, today was that a lot. It was a lot of worry. It was a lot of mind energy, a lot of like frenetic energy. Like I've been feeling that the past like 2 days. And I think like I actually channeled that energy into something, like into actions that I could do with that energy, instead of fighting against that energy, that frenetic energy. I worked with it, and it actually allowed for me to feel more like, yeah, like I was just moving with it. That's actually a good reminder to myself. It's like, flow doesn't need to look like you dancing with your heart and with the wind in nature. It can, but it also can look like you
cleaning the whole house and organizing the house and just working with frenetic energy, or working with energy that can masquerade itself as worrying and full of mind energy. But if you don't, it's like something that I wrote down was, don't force yourself to be in flow either. And I think that is, when you're in, that's actually been such a key for me when I've been in places where my mind is really active, or I'm feeling a little like stagnant. It's like when I try to force myself out of that, and I like literally almost put myself in like a timeout, like, okay, sit down, meditate for an hour, do that. It's like almost like punishing myself, like, because I don't want myself to be in that place. But, and like, yes, there's a good balance of, like I said before, like, you can create conditions that help flex this muscle of presence, or flex this muscle of of being in flow, and you can take it with you throughout your day and be in flow anywhere. And it's also like, flow means to be in flow with what you're experiencing. And say you're experiencing anger, say you're experiencing anxiety, whatever it is, which could be the definition of the opposite of flow is anxiety and stagnancy. But when you're not just don't fight against it, because it makes it so much worse. And I've been in periods of my life for where like years I'll be in stagnancy and the opposite of flow. And I know that energy well, and I've worked with like a bunch of therapists / just went down my own, spent a lot of time with like somatic therapy and just learning in that space. And a lot of that is like leaning in with your body. It's almost like what I'm feeling right now is like this, you know, when you are like comforted by someone with like a lot of fat on their body, and it's like a, or just like a lot of skin, it's like hanging skin, but it's like, it feels really comforting. Like that's what I feel. That's the approach. Like that's the energy to approach stagnancy with, is like, how can you get into stagnancy? Like how can you, yeah, how can you find your in with stagnancy? And it's like with ease, with like, it's for me, it's not fighting against it and making myself do a HIIT workout to get out of my head so bad. Like that can, I feel like that has its place, but there's, it's like Jenna Zoe says, it's like, what are you plugging into your consciousness with in your actions? Like what, say you're going to do a HIIT workout because you're like, I hate this, that I'm feeling this way, that I'm like, or like, I don't want to feel this way. I need to like, you know, when you see those shirts that like people wear, that it's like, my dad has them, they're like Nike shirts or just like workout shirts with like these sayings on them, say like, no excuses, like no days off, like these really like hardcore, like 75 hard type, like this mindset. It's like, I feel like for me, at least, if I plug that consciousness into a HIIT workout, like I'll just be fighting against myself, and it will not contribute to more harmony within my being. So I think that there is like a level, it doesn't mean like throw discipline and throw mothering yourself out the window. I think that there's like a, everyone's different, but my experience is meeting myself with like a bunch of, with just a bunch of like soft love and comfort, and like it, yeah, like it doesn't necessarily work for me to just to throw everything out the window and like eat junk and like be in my bed like scrolling on TikTok the whole day, like, but being in my bed and just laying down would be really nourishing for me. Like it all depends on your general it all depends on what you need to balance yourself out with, you know? And essentially, if you're like being really hard on yourself and trying to fight against many parts of yourself, you probably need like rest and love and some sort of mothering in some way. So yeah, that's kind of like, yeah, like how do you get into the stagnancy? How do you get in, like, yeah, it's just going easy on yourself, because also like a lot of the forcing energy is like, you have to figure this out like right now. It's like this urgency. And I think that just going slow with yourself and being like, I love this quote that just came to mind, where it's like, there's just this quote that someone says, like, I think it's like this image of this like duck. It's like a cartoon, like looking out their window and talking to the moon, talking about its worries. And the moon is like, well, is there anything you can do about it? And the duck's like, no. And the moon's like, okay, then go to sleep. Something like that. And it just carries this feeling with it of like the things you can't control. And even if you convince yourself that you can control it, and if it's not like coming to you in some clarity, and you know that you're meeting life halfway, or however much you need to meet life, then it's like just put it all down and make yourself just go to the kitchen and make yourself a meal and be with those that love you and that you love. Just put it down for the night and take care of yourself. Like, that's, yeah, that's kind of what's coming to mind, in that, is like, just go to bed type thing. But it's like, take a shower, put on comfy clothes, like, I think the moon's in Taurus. And also tell people how you're feeling, and like, know that support is there. It's like, okay, you know, it's okay to take loads off in many different ways. And yeah, sometimes you can flow in that forcing by not forcing and fighting against it. Yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to share for today. And yeah. Maybe some of you guys needed to hear this. Like, I needed to speak this. So yeah, sending you guys a lot of love, and always here to connect further. See you next time. Bye.